Over the past 3 days, I've spent £120 on food. Meals out.
I thought you was on, like, saving up for a house.
Yeah, no, obviously, clearly not. What I'd rather do is spend £120 on food that I'm literally going to crap out.
Biggest waste of money ever.
Oh, God, what a rip-off.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we are fanatical about fitness. We're discussing Lucy's new fitness regime, my previous boot camp that I went to, plus Lucy's brother's on the phone talking to us about London Marathon and meeting some royals.
Ooh. I got a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Very true. Very exciting as well. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, the podcast where we discuss a different topic each bi-week. We've moved bi-weekly, so I knew said week. So each episode...
Your face looked in pain.
Yes,
when
I
you
did.
Got it wrong.
It's hard to say bi-week, actually.
Bi-weekly.
Bi-week, bile, all sounds the same. It is the same.
Biological.
So, each episode...
Bisexual.
We discuss... Why are you talking about bisexuals? We're less than a minute in.
I'm trying to think of bis.
Well, the podcast appeals to everybody, and, you know, we discuss a different topic each episode. If you want to check out all previous episodes, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. That's
yeah.
A lot, yeah. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that I, wait for it, Lucy, went to a cat cafe this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Let's think
full
in a moment.
Of cats, I'm guessing.
So this
but
is a cafe.
Even got a cat.
No, it's a cafe in Manchester, right?
I have heard of it.
It's a cafe in Manchester, and I went there, and you pay £6 for 30 minutes. Cats climbing everywhere. They have a five
but
food.
You have to pay extra for food and drinks and stuff.
Yeah, extra for food and drink. Food
that
and drink
is a rip off. Just to see cats
that you can be eating, by the way,
with cats.
With cats crawling around all over the floor with you.
I think that would be cute.
Though it was cute until I thought I'm not. In a million years going to put my mouth in any of this food when there's cats climbing around. There's like on the ceiling, they're dripping off the walls.
You could have eaten the cat.
Yeah, well, who knows what was in them, but there's plenty of cats for catters, so yeah. It was a cat cafe. Needless
oh,
to say,
gross.
If you suffer with allergies like I am, it wasn't the best, so I sneezed within the first 30 seconds, repeatedly.
For about...
30 minutes, so I left after that. My eyeballs and nasal passages couldn't take any more.
Sounds like you had a great time.
It wasn't great.
I felt sorry for the cats, if I'm being honest.
I bet.
Having to deal with you.
What's the true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Oh, true fact about me is I'm practically royal. I went to Kensington Palace yesterday.
You went to Kensington Palace?
Sure did.
What is in Kensington Palace?
The Diana exhibition.
Oh,
and the royals.
I'm sorry.
Many royals actually
the Diana exhibition. What exactly is this? Pieces of Diana?
Well, pieces of her clothing, what she wore. So if you're into fashion, you need to go.
And how much was it to go into this Diana museum?
I can't remember. It was a treat.
Oh, but there was... Oh, okay. There was a fee, though. It wasn't free.
No, you have to pay.
Oh, of course you
obviously.
Do. Yeah, it's what Diana would have wanted. thanks for that true fact, Lucy. I can sleep easier tonight knowing you got ripped off looking at Diana's old clothes
good.
20 years ago.
Excuse me, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I don't
there was
doubt
no
it.
Ripping off involved.
I don't. Well, you didn't pay, so of course there was no ripping off involved. This episode, we decided to talk about fitness. And a bit later on in the episode, we've got Lucy's brother on the phone. It's very exciting because he did something that many people do, but many people also definitely cannot do. And he ran the London Marathon recently. And he wants to tell us about what happened when he did it and why he is the fitter sibling of the Hilton clan.
Yep, something that we will never do.
Something that... You'll never do. I wouldn't rule myself out.
Would
to that.
You? Oh, really? Would you run the London Marathon?
No.
Lucy, usual.
Why don't you tell me why you wanted to do this episode?
Well, I have recently started the gym.
Okay.
So for someone who's never set foot in a gym in her life...
That's me putting the blind up, by the way. We're in the studio and it's like a cave
it's
in
like
here.
It's like a coffin
so
in
we're,
here.
So we're putting the blind up. At least we can see from our demise.
Yeah, see to the beautiful road outside.
Yeah, lovely. I need to trim those hedges. Let's just tell us why you wanted to do this episode.
Yeah, so as I've just mentioned, I've just started the gym.
Again?
And
this is a reset, right?
You've
been to the gym previously.
No, I've not.
And you've never been to the gym?
Well, I've started it now, but I'd never been before in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
like, actually really enjoying it. However, there've been a couple of occasions where I feel like I think I'm more healthier and fitter than I am. So I've tried to do a lot and I've literally nearly just passed out as soon as I finished.
You got on a treadmill, 2 minutes, you nearly collapsed.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Like, on, I think it was Tuesday, I went and I was there for 20 minutes. And honestly, you know, when you feel like you're going to fall on the floor and die.
Yeah.
That was me.
I feel like that all the time. Lucy, so are you having a personal trainer? Are you just did anybody show you the ropes? Because this is my bugbear about gyms.
Yeah, well, my boyfriend is trained in personal training. However, he isn't a personal trainer because he knows
what the hell does that mean?
To do.
He's trained in personal training, but isn't a personal trainer.
Yes, he's done the course. He just doesn't work as a personal trainer.
So is he your personal trainer?
Yes.
So your boyfriend is trained as a personal trainer, doesn't work as a personal trainer, is personal training his girlfriend.
That's the personal trainer rule.
Right. Are you paying him?
No.
In kind?
In kind.
Oh, wow. Well, we don't need to know about the extracurricular exercise activities that you're doing.
I make dinner.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, again, we don't need to... We don't need to know that. So I mean, what advice is he giving you? Because it's about what you put in your body as well as what you do to your body, is it not?
Exactly. So, obviously, I need to eat more healthily.
Yeah.
So I've not, like, completely gone on a diet. I still eat my chocolate and everything. But, like, meals have started getting a little bit more healthy. And during the day, my snacks are a little bit more healthy. Whereas
so, for example, instead of chocolate eclairs, you're eating...
I'm eating nuts.
Chocolate nuts.
No chocolate nuts.
Just
chocolate
nuts.
Is saved for the evenings.
Oh, OK. Oh, you're still eating it daily, though.
Well, I'm still eating chocolate. Just not as much chocolate.
Yeah.
So I've got a little plan. So I'll go on the bike, then I'll do the little stepping machine, then I'll go on the treadmill, fast walk, obviously, not
yes,
running.
Yes. You're not ready for that?
No, definitely not ready for that. And then do a little bit of, like, core, you know, planking and things
what
like that.
What the hell's planking?
Or is it just a plank?
I don't know. Is it an actual plank, or are you just lying on the floor and your face flat on
the
floor?
Lying on the floor, but you lift yourself up, don't you? Something like that. You're, like, hover above the ground.
Is that not a push-up?
No, because you just hover above the ground.
And what does that do for you?
You don't go back down.
What does that mean?
Apparently, you're supposed to tone your, stomach.
How do you think it's done for you so far?
Not so much.
Well,
it's only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, really?
Give me a couple of months.
You've been going for a couple of weeks.
Honestly, I'm
not seeing much improvement in 3 weeks.
Well, excuse me. You will in 2 months.
You know, I've previously joined the gym 3 times.
3 times? How's that gone for you?
Well, as you can clearly see, I was gone.
Because you clearly see, you look like Zac Efron over there.
Oh, you're too kind. Lucy's going blind. The very first time I joined a gym was when I was 17.
Oh, baby.
Yeah,
15 years ago.
I kind of thought... God, that is depressing. That's true. I kind of thought that I could... by some crazy miracle, get really toned really quickly. So
yeah,
I joined.
You do think that? I thought I would look like Rihanna by now.
Yeah, well, exactly. You look more like a roly-poly right now rather than Rihanna. And, you know, so I joined a gym, and my issue was, and it's the same issue I've actually had for 15 years with gyms. You go in there, they do the induction session, which is showing
you.
Did
you have a personal trainer?
Well, this is the thing, Matt.
I've never had an induction session.
I had an induction where they showed me how to use the equipment for their own personal safety. Just in case I don't decapitate myself and sue them or eat my parents sue, I'd be dead.
Well, to be fair, you'd be dead, yeah.
Exactly. So
hopefully your parents will be millionaires.
Well, yeah, potentially.
That'd
and,
be great. Let's kill you.
I don't think, right now it wouldn't get any penny, would they? And then I thought to myself, well, I need a personal training session. So I said to them, well, can I have a personal training? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. What they didn't say was that I'd be paying for this personal training session.
Oh, really?
Over a monthly direct debit.
How much did it cost yet?
£30 an hour.
Extra?
Which is criminal. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So it turns out I was paying about 70 or 80 pounds.
Yeah.
So I quit the gym based on this.
My personal trainer's free.
Well, exactly, yes. At least it's not financially costing you anything.
Exactly.
And I quit the gym. Basically, I realised it was extortionate. I couldn't afford it. And because I couldn't get a lift to the gym, I was walking there. So I was just doing the fitness before I even
there
got there.
There you go. Walk so, is healthy. I read the other day. So to get healthy, you only need to do like about 20 to 30 minutes exercise a day. And
that's a lot.
It can be gentle exercise,
well, I walk
though.
For 30 minutes a day.
That's what I mean. It can just be walking for 30 minutes. So you're sorted.
The second time I joined a gym,
where'd you walk to?
I walk we started a walking club at work, so we walked round in a giant circle.
Oh, wow.
But it's some fresh air, at least.
Oh, wow.
And,
like a book club?
Sort of like a book
or
club,
a
but we don't
club.
Read. And
maybe
it's
a nerd
not,
club.
It's not, I was chairman of a computer club in high school. And the second time I joined a gym was with my girlfriend, Phoebe, and we decided the couples who trained together stay together. We followed some sort of Instagram meme motto.
Oh, wow.
And we did two sessions together, and we realised that actually we weren't that good together, is it? Because we,
did
I
you
wasn't
literally
a good,
only do two sessions.
Yeah, I wasn't a good sparring partner, and she wanted to do. I think she was doing a yoga aerobics class,
and
I was just on a
do?
Running. Well, I was on a running machine, and Phoebe was on the running machine next to me.
In the treadmill.
But we were talking to each other about morning running. About stuff, so it's a bit like. We're just talking, but not on a couch. I didn't
like
it.
Was she actually running, or was she just
fast
walking?
Yeah, well, I think I was fast walking. Phoebe tried to run, so it didn't really work out. And then the third time is I've been saying that when I eventually pass my driving test, I will go and join the gym near work. So I'll do a gym for the third time. Previously in my life, Lucy, I have...
There's a gym in your work, isn't there?
Not quite in, but it's £2 a month. I can stretch that. It's not the 70 I've previously paid. But I need a personal trainer, because for me, yeah. I feel as though you join these gyms, right? There's all these running machines. There's all these machines and equipment and everything. And nobody explains to you, other than when you get an induction, in your case, you've not had one, what you do. I need somebody to physically, regimentally tell me...
Say, do this.
Next, do this. I need them to stand and watch me do it and make sure I'm doing it right. Otherwise, I feel as though I'm wasting my time and money. But
I
don't want to pay for it. So actually, I need to sleep with a personal trainer is the conclusion of this.
That is a good idea.
I think so. I think
get Phoebe to take a course.
A personal trainer, yeah, mm-hmm. She'd love that. And I think as well, what probably haunts me to this day is about 6-7 years ago I thought I was going, my then agent at the time suggested that I go to like a muscle fitness build up camp and for
a
photo
wow.
shoot.
That's really worked, hasn't
well,
it?
Well, for a photo shoot for the national papers, they decided
Hulk Hogan over here.
Exactly, they thought you'd get me like that, do a big story, would sell the pictures, make a fortune. I thought this is great, right?
That would be a good little story to
so,
be fair.
Exactly, so he sent me to
those
somewhere.
Of you haven't seen Luke, he looks like a 12 year old girl.
At Luke Marsden on Twitter, you'll find out that I don't look like a 12 year old girl, I'm like a 16 year old girl. And so I decided to go to, I think it was somewhere in the West Midlands, that's a bit. And I decided to go to this fitness camp. Right? I got there and I went to, I got settled in. I went to the room. It all looked really nice. It was in a firm in the middle of nowhere, and there was loads of hills and
cute.
There was loads of stuff. I thought,
sounds
this
like
is,
North American.
Yeah, I thought this is going to be really, really good, right?
Was it in America?
No, it was in the West Midlands.
Oh.
So nothing like America. And I went to the induction session. Said it was happening at 10 a.m. and I sat and looked round at this induction session and realised this is a bit strange. One, they were all women, and two, they were all quite large women. And I thought, this is really strange. So one of the women put the hands up and said, excuse me, what is he doing here, pointing to
really?
Me? Oh yeah, yeah. And I was like, wow, that's
odd one
that's
out
really
there.
Rude. And it turns out what I'd actually been enrolled to was an all-female fat camp.
You bet you fade in like a glove.
So the reason why easy. They were asking if I was there is because one, they thought I was a snack. Two, I was a male.
Like
and they,
a twiglet.
They'd enrolled to an all-female
one.
One
chocolate twiglets.
And the worst bit was, because of the giant cock-up by my agent, who I later sacked because of this, I had to continue on the fat camp. There was no fitness camp, and I lost,
oh my God,
I lost £6 that week.
Did you?
So I ate the muesli with them, I ate the cashew nuts in the afternoon, I had the disgusting noodles lunch, I had the protein shakes, and the best thing is, I felt really healthy, because all these fatties were running behind me, and I was ahead of them. I thought, I'm all fower.
You so rude.
Seriously, what I was like, you know, like a racing course, the you chase the rabbit. For these lot, I was the rabbit. They were chasing me.
See, for me, running is the most tedious form of exercise.
Well, if you're running right now and you listen to music, stop listening to music and listen to our podcast.
Yeah, but if they were listening to music, they wouldn't hear you say stop listening to music, would they?
Well, how about, Lucy, how about then when you next go running, you get motivated by listening to us? In fact, actually, we've done an episode previously on motivation. Just search Luke and Lucy FM, and that might motivate you to want to listen to more episodes. You never know. I think we
motivate
should...
Motivate you to go to fat camp.
Maybe, although, actually, I'm still paying the price, and I've got stretch marks from where I yo-yo dieted that week, because I put the £6 back on the night I had a Chinese when I get home back in Wigan.
Oh yeah, one Chinese.
Exactly, one Chinese.
Well, whole bounds,
you've never
yeah.
been to a Chinese in Wigan then, clearly. I think it's about time we got your brother on to find out what somebody who actually has put some actual effort into it on a national level, eh?
This is very exciting, as we have never had a sibling before on Luke and Lucy
FM. Paul.
In fact, you've had your dad previously. Yeah,
I feel like we should get Babs on next.
Well, we were just waiting for Lucy's mum, and we've got the entire family pretty much. Just check out episode 10, by the way, the one where we got Lucy's dad on the phone. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. But on the phone now is Lucy's older brother.
Little baby.
No, you're the little baby, right? On the phone now, welcome Lucy's brother, Anthony. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM.
Woo!
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm a big fan of the show, so it's a pleasure to be on.
Oh, you're too kind. Are you only saying that, Anthony, because you are Lucy's brother?
That is true, but I have been a fan since day one.
Since the first episode.
Listens to every single episode.
63 episodes in and he's still a fan. It is remarkable. We have no other fans left.
Our only fan.
Auntie, we've got you on because, I mean, you're a bit of a fitness freak, right? Lucy's just been explaining that she's basically joined the gym. We don't know how well it's going. And you are massively into your fitness.
You wouldn't really know, though.
Yeah, more recently, yeah. I mean, I think it's first time probably Lucy's done any exercise getting down to the gym. But yeah, more recently I've got into running. So I started doing kind of longer distances less than 2 years ago now. I signed up for my first half marathon. I got into the Great North Run and I thought I'm going to have to get into this. So I just did like a local half marathon. It was like near Warrington or something. And that was my first one. But I mean, it was hard going. And then ever since then, I've kind of got the bug. You know, you do the Great North Run and the crowds are everywhere and stuff. And it was just a big event.
So. Okay, I mean, so level this for me then. You've got the bug. I mean, for me, physical exercise, what bug can you possibly get over than maybe a stomach infection from doing too much exercise? I mean, when you say you've got the bug, what is it, the admiration of the crowd cheering you on like some Olympic
champion?
You do it
for the fans.
Do you do it for the fans? That's why we do this podcast, for the fans.
Yeah, well, it's not even so much that. It's just a case of, trying to... You want to keep fit, and then you kind of want to just bet yourself. So if you do a run, you're like, right, I've got this time. I want to get a better time next time. Or then you compare yourself to others and stuff, and it's like it's never-ending after that. You just... You're kind of just in it then.
But why running? Is it not really boring?
Are you part of a running club?
I'm not part of a running club, no. It's just, I mean, running's probably just like the easiest thing to do because you just put a pair of trainers on and out you go out your door and you can run around a block. And that's all you need, really. Like, you can go to the gym and you can do... You can jump on the treadmill. So there's nothing like... There's not that much to it. It's probably that's why it suits me because... You can just do it as and when you please.
So why the decision to do the London Marathon? The marathon that is the biggest marathon in the UK, the one that, you know, all eyes are watching. Why the London Marathon?
You did it last year as well, didn't you?
So this is your second time?
This was my second time, yeah. Well, I guess if you're ever going to do one, it's got to be London. It's probably like the biggest one there is. But it was just, my brother-in-law did it about 3 years ago, and I always thought like a marathon would be way out of what I could do. And he was trying to convince me to do it as well. So I signed up with him 2 years ago and I did it. And I didn't really do enough training and it hurt. It hurt a lot.
You still beat him though, didn't you?
I still beat him, but I mean, this is my brother-in-law, Andrew. He's 10 years older.
Hi, Andrew, if you're listening.
I don't think he'd done enough training at the time. I think he beat me the year before in terms of his time.
He literally once though, didn't he? He was doing a 10K and went out the night before, got smashed in a leftover curry for breakfast.
Oh, that is vile. And that is absolutely disgusting. That's not fuel, is it? I mean, okay, so put us into the psyche of when you did the London Marathon this year, Anthony. What was your breakfast? What did you train? What was the goal? What do you want to come? Tell us what it was like.
Right, so I mean, on the day itself, we've been out the night before and I just had some food. So you obviously, we're in London and you can't drink, so you've got to like hold yourself back. It's like you're in a big city, but you can't go out having a couple of beers.
That would have been cheaper night then.
Yes, it was quite cheap. And we went to Pizza Express, so you can like, you just go and have, you can have like a lot of food.
Stock up on carbs.
Stock up on carbs. And then in the morning, so I got a lot of fruit and like protein bars and all this kind of stuff. And I was drinking coffee and I was just conscious that, you know, you can't have a lot. Because you're going out at like 8 o'clock and you start running at 10.
Were they really a good mix of things to have? Coffee?
Well, probably in hindsight, it was probably a lot. I was having a lot, and I probably maybe should have just had some fruit or something because it did come back to haunt me during the run.
Did it?
What does that mean?
So I'm on about. I was running with one of my friends. We're trying to get a. We've done a bit of training together. And we're trying to get a similar time. So he was obsessed to getting like under 4 hours. And it was just after halfway round. I said to him, Scott, you're just gonna have to go and leave. There's a portaloo here, and I need to take this.
God, that would have had your time on, wouldn't it, if you went to a portaloo?
Yeah.
How much did that cost you then?
Time-wise, he probably had... Well, there was two stops on the way around that he had
to... Two poo stops?
Oh, you just need to talk about feces, Lucy. I mean, what?
No. I mean, I had to use the facilities twice. I'm not going to go into detail of what they were, but he probably added on about...
That's all that protein bars and that Pizza Express for you, to
the
be
coffee.
Honest.
The coffee.
Yeah. It was a cannelloni from the night before.
That is the last thing you want to picture is your Lucy's brother's cannelloni.
It's like when Paula Radcliffe stopped on the side of the road to have a wee.
Not quite
Anthony
when Paula Radcliffe
stops on the side of the road to have a poo.
Not the same level.
I know. Well, I did see Paula Radcliffe the day before when registering, so maybe that was a bad omen or something.
Maybe, yeah. She's not got away from that UN incident.
So what time did you end up getting then?
I got... well, the funny thing is about London, you end up doing more than the actual marathon distance because there's so many people and you're weaving in and out. If you follow the blue line that's on the road, you do exactly 26.2 miles, but I ended up doing like 27.1 miles and I got four hours 15 minutes.
27 miles. That is just... Where do you get the energy for that? Well, I mean, obviously you'd emptied all the energy out. How do you keep going? What motivation do you have? Why? I mean, it's just a long time.
Well, I'd done a few half marathons and I was getting my time down, getting a pretty decent time, so I thought, right, I'm ready for the marathon now, I can stretch it out a bit. But the back end, those last few miles are really just a killer. So I'd say after 20, I cramped up a little bit as well, so which really slowed me down. But yeah, the motivation, you just want to get to the end, and you're thinking about having a beer when you get to the end and stuff. It's a long way around.
And it's the fans.
Oh yeah, I mean the crowd at London is insane. Like running over Tower Bridge is probably one of the highlights. It's just packed with people, and it was a sunny day as well, which didn't... I mean, I sunburned quite easily, so I've got a nice little t-shirt time following it. But yeah, the people on the bridge and just like stood outside of pubs with a beer, enjoying themselves while you're running around.
I mean, what I'm taking from this, Anthony, is the fact that alcohol was your sole motivation for doing this entire marathon.
That is the motivation. I mean, at the end of it, you're in London, the sun's out, you can enjoy yourself.
Sun's out, legs out, guns out, yeah.
No, like you say, like you enjoy people like shouting your name and stuff when you was going past. Like I was there watching and there were loads of people running past, but there was a few people who was like, oh, go on, Stephen, or whatever. And one of them looked at me like he wanted to punch my lights out.
Wait, why?
He was fuming. Yeah, just because I'm shouting his name.
I mean,
to be fair, he must have been in pain. This was like at the 23rd mile.
Well, yeah, obviously. And plus you screaming at the top of anybody's voice to put anybody in pain, Lucy. I mean, Anthony, tell us then, it ended quite well for you in the sense that you had a royal celebration, did you not?
I did, yes, which was a bit surreal because I'd seen start of the race about 8 kilometres in, I'd seen this guy having a selfie and I was wondering like, what's he doing? Because he stopped running in like such an early part of the race, and I looked around and he's having the royals were behind him and it's like cordoned off section. So I was buzzing. So like, I've seen the royals like for the first time in my life. And as I mentioned, after a bit when I was struggling after 20 miles, I cramped up a little bit and I saw them again. They were on about 21 miles. So I was on the other side of the track. So I made a beeline straight over and I went over for a high five. So I stuck my hand out and I was left waiting for a few seconds.
Oh, that's so awkward, yeah, if that wasn't going to happen.
I thought, it's not going to happen, this, but then Harry gave me a high five.
Did he?
And then Harry gave me a high five, and then it was Kay, and then Will's gave me a high five.
What?
And Will's actually, because I have my name on my top as well, Will's actually said, oh, go on, Anthony. So that
was
buzzing
after
that.
Well, you practically Bezzy's
you got
Prince
a triple
William.
Whammy. You got high five from Prince Harry, Prince William, and Kate.
Exactly, yeah. Well, this toilet stop actually helped, because mate, Scott, I didn't have any of this.
I hope your hands were clean. Hands were clean.
Can you imagine?
I don't know where you go from there. I mean, well, you've peaked, your life's over. I mean, I don't know what else is there left to do. What other marathons are you intending to do next?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, at that point, I thought that was a peak. I thought, I'm done. I've had high fives off the Royals. And then I get to the end and I'm practically dying. I just want to get my goodie bag and then get over the line and just crash. But I'm in the queue to get a medal, and then the royals come out again.
I feel like they were following you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come out again, and the organisers say to them, "Oh, like, give out some medals." So there's only about two people in front of me, and Wills goes to the right hand side of me, and this Kate is giving out the medals in my queue. So I'm like, "Oh, I wish I'd have got Wills, because I could have said to him, like, do you remember, like, saying my name on the way around?"
Which you would have said.
He'd be like, "Sorry, who are you?" Yeah.
So I get my medal, and I just have a bit of a chat with Kate, and I was saying, "Nice to meet you." I'm dead at that point. So I'm like, I didn't know what to say to her, so I'm just saying, "Oh, nice to meet you," etc. So
what medal, did she say?
She was just, "Oh, well done," and just, I don't know, so pretty scripted, really.
Pretty scripted, well, you're literally scripted. Yeah. I'm sure she literally had it wrote down for what to say.
You was on the Daily Mail then. After that,
well, the list is it. Well, I come back to see everyone who was with me. So Lucy was there, and everybody, and my girlfriend, and a few of her friends. And then I'm telling this story, and everyone's like, "Wow, did you get a picture?" I'm like, "Well, I didn't, because I didn't really want to say, oh, can I have a selfie when I'm getting a medal."
You totally should have got a selfie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everyone's ripping me then, saying, "You missed your opportunity." And then it's and then just as we were kind of on our phones, my girlfriend's dad texted this picture from the Daily Mail website, and it's the back of me getting the medal off Kate.
Oh.
So my right day's made then.
We'll dig that out and we'll tweet it on Luke and Lucy FM.
The Wigan Evening Post since. Well,
you've made it.
Practically
Jeez,
celeb.
You have absolutely. You'll be turning the Christmas lights on later this year. Anthony Hilton, thank you so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. We will tweet out your photo. Lucy will
Has
do
he
it.
Has inspired you to do the next London Marathon?
Absolutely not. There's no way in hell I'm running 27 miles and doing two Portaloo stops. But it's great to have somebody who's touched a royal on this podcast. Lucy and I have never touched royals and never will. Anthony, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Would you give us your semi-royal seal of approval for this podcast?
Absolutely. I'll text Kate now and tell her.
Tell her we love her. No, seriously, tell her. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you very much, guys.
See you later.
Do you feel really inferior now then? Because your brother's met royals and accomplished on the marathon.
Been
and
on
do
the
you
Daily
not think
Mail.
To yourself, on Daily Mail, I mean, my word. Do you think that I'm the worst sibling? I haven't got anything going for me. I've got my boyfriend, but I'm even paying for a personal trainer. What are you going to achieve now, Lucy? Your brother's done this.
I feel like my life is over now.
That's it. And on that note, this podcast episode is over. If you've enjoyed it, please do.
I'll just go in and lock myself in a room and
That'd
cry.
Be great. Until the next episode, please do leave us a marathon review. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. Thanks to everybody who's left us a review so far. Please keep them coming in. We love them. Drop us a little tweet at Luke and Lucy FM, and we'll catch you very soon on episode 64. Lucy, any parting words when we listen to this? She's doing a marathon right now.
Good luck, guys. And remember, no coffee, fruit and Pizza Express for Portaloo stops.
My advice is avoid Portaloos in any aspect of your life, because stuff starts piling up pretty quickly.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.